I think so. All around here, you can never be sure. Yes, I'm still here.
I mean, aren't you going to be late for the office?
Mm-hmm.
You mean just because Larry's away, you're going to take advantage of it?
Can you think of a better time? Anyway, I don't have anything important on my schedule until tomorrow.
Hmm.
Hey, what was that?
If I am not mistaken, it is not a what. It's a who.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you all right? Yes. Oh, how nice of you to drop in.
Clara, if you ever want to try coming in through the front door, I won't object.
Well, we don't care where you land. Here, let me take your bag and your brolly. Clown here, sit down.
That's it.
You're welcome anytime. You want some coffee?
Oh, no, well, thank you, no, thank you.
Come on. Safe and sound.
Oh, dear.
Would you like part of the paper?
Oh, no, no. You keep that yourself, and I'll just step up one for myself. Oh, dear. Now, let's see. Bubbling potion. A secret rhyme. Send me the morning Herald Times. Isn't today Friday?
Aunt Clara, we're going to have a little talk. I simply cannot...
Yes, it is. Yeah, oh, look, this is tomorrow's paper.
Fine. But just let me finish.
I just want to find the sports section, you know.
Darren's just trying to tell you, darling, that since when have you been interested in sports?
If this is tomorrow's newspaper, then it will have today's racing results. So I'm going to pick a horse and put something on his tail.
That's nose.
Let me see.
Sam?
Well?
Isn't Larry Tate your boss?
Yes, but that doesn't have anything to... What about him?
Says he broke his leg.
What?
Yeah. Yes, yes, there it is right there. Larry Tate, president of McMahon and Tate, breaks leg.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, I'd send him a get-well card. But this is tomorrow's newspaper, and, hasn't happened yet.
Oh, this weekend of all weekends. He and Louise were going on their second honeymoon.
Honeymoons are such fun, especially when you have someone with you.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, we've got to get to Larry.
We can't. They made sure that no one would know where they were going.
So what? You can find him.
How?
You know.
Darren, are you suggesting that I use witch...
Yes, I am. Sam, my boss and one of my best friends is about to break his leg. We can prevent it. Are you going to stand there and...
Oh, hold it. Hold it. We can prevent it?
Yeah. You can zap us to wherever they are and we can prevent Larry from breaking his leg.
Yes, to part one, but I'm doubtful about part two. Darren, it's dangerous fooling around with the future.
We'll just have to take the risk. Sam, we're wasting time. Let's start twitching.
Us? We're partners, huh?
Sam?
All right. Aunt Clara?
Yeah?
Dear, Darren and I have to go out for a while. Would you babysit until we get back?
Well, of course, dear. Yes.
Thank you. Well, here we go. Here, hang on. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Darren, are you sure?
Yes!
Eyes that see all, gentle winds, take us to where our search begins.
Oh, I wish I could do that. Let me see. How does it go again? Eyes that see all, gentle winds, take me to where my search begins. Well, you can't win them all, you know.
Oh,
Oh, it's wonderful, Harry.
And the best part of it is not a single solitary soul knows where we are.
Everything all right, Mr. Tate?
Oh, perfect. You run a great place here, Mr. Murray.
You're very kind. I've got to stop hitting that brandy after dinner.
You know, you really got marvelous legs, Louise. We got to find a way to show them more often.
Oh, you are the most charming liar I've ever known.
Darren, do you really have the heart to intrude on a scene like that?
We better intrude and fast. Can you think of a better way to break a leg than on a badminton court?
How are you going to explain our being here?
I'm not. I'm going to put them on the defensive. Come on.
Larry? Louise?
Darren!
Samantha!
Okay, you two. Who told you we were here? What? You blabbed.
Oh, no. I
tell the truth, Louise. Samantha told you, right?
Oh, no, I had no idea.
It's okay. If you're here, you're here. Now, we know you want your privacy as much as we do. So you respect ours, we'll respect yours. Right, Sam?
What? All right.
Well, we'll see you around. Or rather, we won't see you around. Now, wait a minute. What are you doing up here? I'm here on business, in a way. What kind of business?
Larry, you came up here to relax and enjoy yourself. Here you are, worrying about the office. Forget about the office.
He's right, dear. Come on, let's go play badminton. Come on.
Okay.
That's no way to relax and enjoy yourself. It's so physical. You'll get all tensed up.
Now, look, Darren.
Sweetheart, it's their vacation. Why don't we let them enjoy it the way they want?
Thank you. Come on, Louise. Sam, quick, let's change and get out there.
Into what? We didn't bring anything.
Since when has that been a problem for us?
Us?
Come on, Sam, zap it up, zap it up.
No more Bloody Marys at breakfast, either.
Good shot, dear. You're served. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Weren't you ready?
I told you this was a dangerous game.
Well, don't let us disturb you. We're not going to stay.
Good.
You ready?
Larry, you could have fallen over this bench. You keep this up and you'll end up in the hospital. So will you, if you don't leave us alone.
Larry, this is too much for me. Why don't we go over by the pool?
Okay by me. See you.
Darren, can't you see how irritated he is?
He'd feel a lot worse with a broken leg.
Ever occur to you that a broken leg might not take as long to fix as a broken friendship?
It's got to be done, Sam. Come on.
Where?
To the pool. Where else?
I think you asked me that, Darren. He's flipped.
Well, he is acting a little unusual.
More unusual than usual? Let's pretend we don't see them. Go on over there.
Oh, well, now he can't get into any trouble like that. Why don't we just leave him alone?
Sam, you never know. You just never know.
Thank you.
Larry! Funny, that was marvelous.
Larry, that was great.
Watch it.
Oh, was it sunburned?
No, just burned.
I didn't know you were a gymnast, Larry.
Neither did I. Well, where are you kids going to go now?
I don't know. How about you kids?
I asked you first.
Larry, I feel a little done in. Why don't we just go to our room and relax by ourselves?
That's a good idea.
You hear that? It's okay with Samantha. I hope you people don't feel we're deserting you.
Oh, no.
I'm thrilled.
Now, I hope you're not going to suggest we follow them to their room.
Well...
what could possibly happen to him in their room?
Sam, 80% of all accidents happen indoors. Miracle of miracles, they're not following us.
Quick, the skateboard, get rid of it.
Yet.
There, you see? If we weren't here, he would have taken a header.
If we weren't here, he'd be looking where he was going.
Come on.
You know, I hate to admit it, but you're right about Darren. He is awfully thick-skinned.
And he's got a skull to match.
Wait, Larry.
Hmm?
This is our first real honeymoon, you know.
Yeah. I'd almost forgotten. So?
So you're supposed to carry me over the threshold.
Hmm. Lovey, prepare to be swept off your feet.
Darren, this is ridiculous. I am not going to stand here and peep.
Why? There's no law that says...
There certainly is, and I'm just not.
Here we are alone at last, Tacoina. Oh, no! Of all the colossal... Look out, Peter!
Are you crazy? The coffee table. You were about to crash into it.
Oh.
Hi, Louise. A little fast teamwork and we avoided an accident.
Darren, would you do me a favor? Get off my team.
Scared me out of a year's growth. Not that I want to grow anymore.
I just thought I'd pop in while I had the chance. How's everything going?
Well, fine, just fine. I'm just warming up a bottle.
Oh, good.
And when the baby wakes up from a nap, I'm going to warm a bottle for her, too.
Fine. Oh, Aunt Clara, are there any messages?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm glad you reminded me. Yes, Darren's secretary phoned and said the 2 o'clock appointment tomorrow has been changed to 3 o'clock today.
Oh.
No, wait a minute. The 3 o'clock appointment today has been changed to the 2 o'clock...
Clara, didn't you write it down?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Oh. Of course I did.
Good.
Oh, yes, I... Oh, dear. I should have used pencil.
Yes.
Oh, I remember. There were 3 T's.
What?
There were 3 T's in the message.
3 T's?
The meeting for tomorrow is for 2 today.
The meeting for today is at 3 tomorrow also has 3 T's in it.
No. Don't confuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
No. No, definitely, it was for 2 today.
Oh! And it's 1 o'clock now. I better get back to Darren. Kiss Tabitha for me.
And that's one thing I can do.
Why don't you lie down and take a nap, dear?
I'm not spending all this money to sleep.
Is he still there?
Like he was nailed to the ground. I don't see her, though.
I wonder if they have a rear entrance to this place. Or an escape hatch.
I've got to get a complete checkup.
I think I will lie down.
The meeting's been changed to 2 o'clock today. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Positive. It has 3 T's in it.
What?
Oh, well, just a little joke. Anyway, I'm glad. I think we've made pests of ourselves long enough. Shall we go?
Are you kidding? Larry won't be out of the woods till midnight. Now, I'm going, but you stay here and keep your eye on Larry. Don't let him out of your sight. I'm ready for takeoff. Quiet, honey. See if you can land me near the water cooler. I'm thirsty.
Oh, yes, a complete checkup. And the sooner the better.
Larry?
Oh.
Samantha's out there alone now.
You don't see Dad?
Uh-uh.
Then I have a perfectly terrific idea.
Larry?
Yes, Samantha?
I know it looks as if we're intruding on your vacation, and... Well, I just want you to know I feel terrible about it.
That makes 2 of us. Excuse me.
Larry? I wanted to say that things aren't always what they seem. And I think you ought to know that you have a very valuable friend in Darren.
Well, with a friend like that, who needs... Anything else?
No.
Fine. Excuse me.
Now what? I could make myself invisible. Oh, Samantha, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Darren, I don't know if that meeting's over or not, but you've got to come back.
Thanks, Stevens. I'm sorry again about bringing you in from out of town.
Well, that's perfectly okay. But I am kind of anxious to get back, though, so if you gentlemen will excuse me, I'll be going.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, Stevens. You know, when he says he's going, he really goes.
Man, this is the end. The real end. The last outpost where a man can be alone.
You know it. You!
Nothing like a good steam, huh?
For your information, I didn't have to come here to get steamed. Now, why don't you and Samantha get lost?
Oh, Larry, that's not a very nice thing to say. You make it sound as though we've been pests.
Oh,
do I? Or have we?
Oh, what's the use?
Well, in that case, let me make up for it. Dinner tonight's on me. Champagne the whole bit. What do you say?
I tell you, I've had it up to my eyeballs. I won't stand for any more.
Oh, well, I don't blame you, dear.
Louise, we're going to be alone, even if it means the end of our friendship.
Dinner here's black tie. You'd better run.
Yeah, all right. One black tie coming up.
What I need is a vacation in some other hotel.
Well, what are you going to say to them?
I'm simply going to say... I'll show you what I'm simply going to say.
Please, dear, be calm.
Aha!
Hi there.
Hello. I just thought we'd get a little head start on dinner.
Darren, Samantha, we're not going to have dinner with you.
Was that calm enough?
Not that we don't appreciate it, but... Well, we just can't.
Oh, we understand. don't we, Darren?
Well, of course we do. They just don't want us to pick up the check. In that case, we'll go Dutch.
That's not what I had in mind.
Well, then, if you insist, you pick up the tab.
Darren, I'm going to make something clear to you or die in the attempt. We want to be alone.
Oh.
You do understand.
Right, Louise. Then we'll have dinner served right here.
Darren, does a house have to fall on you? We want to be alone with each other, without you. This is supposed to be a honeymoon, not a tourist attraction.
Well, we... Honeymoon?
You mean second honeymoon, don't you?
No, Samantha. This is our first.
But I don't, because when we started to have one 10 years ago, I broke my leg.
You...
Broke your leg 10 years ago?
To the day, in fact.
And that's the reason. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I'm thinking it. Tomorrow's date 10 years ago.
Marvelous.
I've got a little talk with Aunt Clara.
Forget about Aunt Clara. How do we get out of this?
You couldn't freeze them permanently, could you?
Oh, Darren, don't be ridiculous.
Well, you got us into this. Get us out.
I got us into this?
Well, let's not stand here bickering. Do something.
Well, how about... Yes. Yes, it's the only way.
Whatever it is, Sam, do it. Do it. Where'd you send them?
Back to this morning when they arrived.
But...
Here they come.
We'd better get lost.
Works. Oh, it's perfect.
I thought you'd like it. Well, here we are. There you go. Thank you. Hey, look at this.
Sam's champagne.
Well, who sent the champagne?
For a fun evening, Samantha and Darren.
Say, that's very... You told them where we were going.
I did not.
Well, then how did they know?
What's the difference? It was very sweet of them. As a matter of fact, Larry, I was thinking it might have been kind of fun to have them along.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have been.
Well, if that's the way they feel, what...
Darren, a house does have to fall on you, doesn't it?
More coffee, sweetheart?
No, thank you, sweetheart. I gotta run. With Larry still on his honeymoon, I've got double duty at the office. I hope he doesn't remember our being there yesterday. He might hold against you for some of the things you did.
What happened to us?
Well, anyway, I learned a lesson. Never fool around with the future.
And I learned one, too. If you want a newspaper, go to the corner store.
I hope you remember that, Aunt Clara.
I hope so.
Bye. See you tonight, honey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Samantha, I wish I had your flair. What's this?
Is your flair, Aunt Clara.